Running a Fever, Episode 77, Uber Diet Report, Part 1.
Welcome to Running a Fever. My name's Michael Davis. I've lost 70 pounds, 8 inches off my waist, 10 pounds, 10 points off my blood pressure, 5 percentage points off my body fat, increased my muscle mass by 6 pounds, all at the age of 52. And I do it because I love my life so much. I want to make it last as long as possible. You feel the same way? If so, then join me on the journey. We'll get there together. If not, ask yourself why. It's a beautiful day today, and I have a different idea of what a beautiful day is than I used to. A beautiful day to me used to be rainy and overcast, and I enjoyed it by being inside, at best being outside on a covered porch. Morning.
Good morning.
And I still think that's a beautiful day, but I also appreciate a nice sunny day like today looks like it's going to be so far. And I went out on my porch this morning, just sat with my coffee and my protein shake, and enjoyed the beautiful paintings that God has painted for us today. Sky with just little wisps of clouds, and even in my subdivision. And while I have a little more peace and quiet and privacy, I still can't go out and do target practice with my flamethrower. In fact, my grass grows too tall. Someone's going to call code enforcement. Anyway, still in this environment, I can look over my 6-foot privacy fence and see the sun coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning and the beautiful clouds over the rooftops of the subdivision. And I appreciate even hot weather. Now, we haven't gotten to triple digits this year, and I didn't really start exercising until November of last year. Morning. So we'll see, but it's already been well into the 90s, and I'm kind of okay with that. Even at home, this is something that's really strange. So for years, it's just been colder the better, 70 degrees, that's fine. 72, 70, actually 73 has generally been my favorite temperature at home. I usually set it to around 80 when I leave the house, and maybe it's around 77 while I'm there. I've just slowly gotten used to warmer temperatures. And so I hope that will help me not only with my air conditioning electric bill this summer, but with being able to enjoy and not find oppressive the more extreme heat of outdoors. Good morning. So I just want to say to my Swedish listeners, number one, thanks for listening. If you are thinking of visiting this part of the world, it's really not bad. The weather's kind of crazy, but it's still beautiful no matter what the weather is. I'm doubtful as to whether there's any normal weather anywhere that doesn't change unexpectedly. It's the nature of weather. This is a beautiful part of the world. Northwest Arkansas, consider it on your next visit. So today I'm starting my 5 1/4 mile journey at the botanical gardens, near the botanical gardens. By the way, if any of you Swedish listeners want to invite me to Sweden, I can almost guarantee that you would be mentioned by name and, maybe even participate in an episode of Running a Fever. It would be great to go walking in Sweden somewhere. Never been there, but I'm sure it's beautiful. I've noticed there are some other parks in the area that I might want to try, especially since I've now traversed the entire perimeter of Lake Fayetteville. a number of times. So I'm going to be looking at that. But for today, we're just doing the regular. I still have kind of some problems. Let's just say I'm feeling some twinges in my knee from time to time. So I also wanted, since it's fresh on my mind, I want to start a diet report right now. Diet department, this morning I'm trying something somewhat new. I've been reading Michael Matthews' book, Bigger, Leaner, Stronger, and I have come across the section on pre and post-workout meals. And I have been trying to just sort of follow his advice in a general way, having something before and something after. And I actually have some supplements that are, one of them's just a whey supplement. It's delicious, by the way. Ghost Whey coffee ice cream flavor. There's no need not to, there's no need to overeat because you say the flavor is better for, you know, I mean, the flavors are all there. Anyway, that's a side point. Anyway, I've been doing that, drinking one of those shakes before working out, no matter what the workout is. And usually, you know, his recommendations are more for weightlifting, but not necessarily. I think the same, you probably don't break down muscle as much on this kind of exercise than on a weightlifting, but I think it applies generally. But anyway, and I also have a supplement specifically designed for post-workout recovery. It's pretty much also whey, and I think there's some creatine in it, and a few products like, you know, super aggressive muscle growth or whatever, you know. Morning. Quite a few people here this morning. It is a Saturday and the weather's nice, but still not even 8 o'clock yet. But now, so since I've read the, I haven't even read the whole chapter, at least read the pre-workout part, protein and carbs. Morning. So, scientific, and I might mention that this book, you know, I talked about how he kind of backs up everything with studies and not just throwing a study out there, but saying, okay, this study had these parameters that were different than this other study that everybody uses. So, you know, finding the reasons for the differences between studies, which I think is a great way to, not that I really want to do that, but it helps a little bit in, you know, that someone else has kind of done it. Deciphering all of the different and conflicting information that's out there.
I want to be able to drive that truck all the time.
36 pages of references and footnotes and bibliography. Really, it's all in one. 36 pages out of, I mean, it's more than 10% of the book. So, I mean, if you want detailed information, this is a good place to start. I mean, if nothing else, you know, you've got for each chapter, each subject, you've got a list of outside references you can go to. Probably keep you reading for years to come if you really wanted to spend your time doing that. The studies got me, you know, scientific studies, medical journals. If you've ever tried to read one of these, wow, okay. If you're not already involved in this work on a daily basis, it can be some really thick stuff and just not in the same language that we're using right now. So everything I say from this book is pretty much studies have shown. Some of it's based on his experience, which is good. He's also a personal trainer and he has clients that he consults with. I don't think he does much one-on-one, but he does have experience doing that, so that comes into play, especially when you're dealing with a variety of different kinds of people. He's trained people near my age, older, younger, all kinds of people. Studies show that ingesting protein 30 minutes before a workout improves muscle building, you know, conversion of energy to muscle, however you want to put it. Morning. Carbs also help. And this is something people may not realize, although I think you've all heard of, you know, carb loading before a marathon, that sort of thing. This is a 1.5 to 2 hour workout, which is a fairly long workout, I think. Need carbs to move me along. And I thought about all the things I do to burn fat and then, or, you know, burn calories. And then I realized, why do I just want to burn more calories? I don't really want to. What I really want to do is convert fat mass into muscle mass in my body and change my body composition. That is the goal. Not to burn more or less calories, but to just get the right amount of nutrition and have a good, healthy body composition. That's the goal. And I probably didn't know that. You know, when I started exercising, I just wanted to be active and healthy, and that's about as detailed as I got. I didn't really understand about body composition in the way that I do now. In my experience, asterisk here, because we've talked about all the information that's out there, this is my personal experience. If you want to lose weight, count your calories and adjust them based on your weight change. You want to lose weight, exercise to burn more calories, and don't go to extremes. Reduce your calories or increase them by 100 at a time. No more than that. No more than 200, I would say. Can get dangerous if you go too extreme. Keep in mind that I've, you know, I lost 70 pounds in 11 weeks, and then it's been 9 weeks. 9 weeks I've kept it off. So that's, if you want that, you know, if you want to know how to keep it off for several years, you need to be listening to someone who's kept it off for several years. But I have kept it off. And during that time, I did some comparisons, and I will get back to diet before I forget. I really think this whole episode is going to be about new diet stuff. Pre-workout. So there's something called the glycemic index, and the glycemic index just is a measure of how quickly foods are converted into glucose. The lower they are on the glycemic index, the higher, the longer time it's going to take for them to convert into glucose. And just like, you know, you want to space out any kind of energy or supply you need over the time that you need it, generally, it's the same thing. You want to lower GI food if your workout is going to be longer. So today I had 2 servings of oatmeal, and that would be my carbohydrate supply for this workout. Morning. That'd be my carb supply. By the way, you know, I brought home some apple cinnamon. You know, one of the advantages of increasing my metabolism has been the ability to try different foods with higher caloric intake. So I had one of the flavored, I had gotten some apple cinnamon oatmeal. Honestly, I mean, it was okay, but it was too sweet. I think what I probably want to do is just continue the whole, try different fruits, fresh fruits.
Morning.
Morning. And I'll get to that a little more later in the diet episode. Morning, buenos dias. The apple cinnamon flavored oatmeal. Morning. Just a little bit too sweet for me. And the number two on the ingredients list is sugar. I don't think sucralose is sweeter than sugar. I think they're about the same for the same amount, but or vice versa, but I don't know. It just seemed a little too sweet for me. When I meet people and I see that they're speaking in Spanish, I will generally, you know, try to greet them in Spanish. I think it's a friendly thing to do. It lets them know that I'm not a language snob, and hopefully makes them feel better in a world in which they're probably uncomfortable if Spanish is their first language, which I assume it pretty much is for most people who are speaking Spanish. Children? Not so much, for two reasons. Number one, their first language is English, because they, you know, unless they have just come from a Spanish-speaking country, they're probably, their first language is English. Children learn very quickly, and they've learned English because they're in school or in church, wherever they are. It just becomes a natural thing. The second reason is that for them, Spanish is a family language. It's a very intimate thing. Morning, sir. So a stranger speaking Spanish to them is kind of strange and probably unwelcome. But adults, I think they want to speak English, but they also probably appreciate that and maybe feel less uncomfortable. Anyway, sidetrack. Diet. So I think if I want to have that kind of oatmeal, I might want to just mix a serving of that, or you know, mix it with, and whatever amounts, mix it with some plain or original oatmeal. And we're talking about instant here, of course. Yeah, walking through Veterans Park. Didn't even notice the spillway because, as I mentioned in another recent episode, it's not really spilling. It's been really hot and dry here of late. Did have a storm last night, but I don't think we had much rain. So yeah, mix it with some original, and then maybe the sweetness will be about what I want to have. But I'd rather just go with fresh fruit. I know it's more expensive, it's harder to manage, so can't do it all the time, but that's what I'm gonna look to do. So that's gonna be my fuel for the day in terms of glucose. Since I started on a typical, you know, probably 7-8 hour fast, however long I slept. Always have a shake before I go to bed as well. 7-8 hours is a long time to go without food, actually. Morning. And I just realized I hadn't actually come to the spillway yet, which is a good reason I didn't notice it, because I'm coming up on it now. I guess, traveling different directions. I didn't understand, but still, it's quiet. I can still hear a little bit, but I'm going across the bridge right now. Just a trickle, really. A lot of junk on the water surface. Grass poking up through the water. Or green plants of some kind. Morning.
Good morning.
Protein. Now, not so much if you've already had a meal, like if you were, you know, had a big plate of barbecue ribs for lunch and you're working out at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, probably wouldn't matter if you had a protein shake before that kind of workout. But if you didn't, and this is all according to, you know, truth according to Matthews, then that spike in protein will help and you'll actually build, according to studies, more muscle after you work out if that protein is already in your system. And the same thing with the post-workout protein.
That's not what I was.
On the dam, of course. You know, I was chatting with someone from Guadalajara recently, and I shared a picture of a bridge there. And when I was in Guadalajara for 9 weeks, I basically went to school and to study Spanish and went back home twice a day. Because in Mexico you have what's called comida break in the afternoon, where you actually have the largest meal of the day. So I would go home for that for about 3 or 4 hours and come back to school. So anyway, I passed this bridge twice a day. Actually, 4 times a day. It's assuming I didn't do anything else that, you know, required me to go in one of those directions. A lot of people on the dam, and there's more people fishing today than normal, so I'm gonna try to get a picture of the line of fishermen sitting on the rocks here trying to catch something. When I was in Guadalajara, I tried to take a picture of this bridge because it's a beautiful sight. It's really A-frame bridge with, at night they have lights that change colors. And got a really good viewpoint from just below one section of the bridge, and it's divided so you can get right in the middle and see the A-frame. It's great design. All right, well, I got some fisherman pictures. Didn't look like they're in very good focus. And I got one big picture of the sky with the lake just over the... It's beautiful, but the point is that I took all these pictures because it looks different. Every, you know, different times of day, different light configurations, different times of the year. And it reminded me of I saw a video and I was, you know, researching photography. There's this famous photographer, and of course, I don't remember his name, but he was like old school, definitely pre-digital by decades. So, but he would take just simple pictures of life. One of the things he did in his later years was that the place that he was living, there was a tree, and he took pictures of it every day. And over the years, you can see the changes and the differences in the picture, but his subject was exactly the same every day. So that's what I think I want to walk around this trail, is that everything changes. Assuming this is going to be the busiest part of the trail today, I'm just passing the marina. Lots and lots of people. In a man-made environment, you don't necessarily notice the changes as quickly, but it changes as well. Everything physical deteriorates or changes over time. But I think, you know, from day to day, I'm not going to see as much change in, for example, a stationary bike and the wall right in front of it than I am minute by minute changes in this world. This point of view of the world. So what did I have this morning? Well, I had two servings of oatmeal. One was the apple, you know, full sugar oatmeal. It's still only 160 calories. I really don't have any trouble sticking to my calorie, which is probably close to 2,500. I don't really feel any problem with going to 2,500, 2,600, especially on a day that I'm working out. But even when I'm not, I usually stick to about the same range. So not too difficult to stay within that right now, but 160 calories. I mean, for example, yesterday I had a 880 calorie breakfast. Yeah, so it's like not been yesterday, maybe it was the day before. But, you know, just probably, you know, six pieces of bacon, waffles. I think yesterday I just had waffles, so the day before. Or an egg and bun with, you know, Smart Balance and honey on it, something like that. So I had the two servings of instant oatmeal. Morning. A little Smart Balance in there, as usual. Morning. And then I had, that was my carbs, and those are slow burning carbs. Low GI food, and then I had the two whey protein shakes. Could have just put 1.5 or 2 scoops of powder in one shake, but I just decided to have two, and I mixed that with almond milk and a little ice. And so I drank two of those this morning. So I've got probably 50 grams of protein. And hopefully all the carbs I need for this 2-hour workout. Post-workout, you know, I've got the post-workout stuff that honestly I'm just trying to use up at this point. I don't really care for it that much, but I've got it. Might as well use it for whatever benefit it provides. But I've got this andouille sausage left over from when I made gumbo, and I don't think I'm going to use that in my gumbo anymore. Just, it's, you know, it's got a lot of fat in it, so it's not that animal fat's necessarily that bad, but it just makes it really greasy and probably increases the calorie count over what I think gumbo is. Again, doesn't matter as much anymore, 200 or 300 calories one way or the other. But it's not so delicious that it really, I think actually I will prefer shrimp and may have some chicken as well. This first batch, I did all three. So I'm gonna try the full measure of shrimp probably next time. I need to put that on my list. So I think I'm just gonna, you know, my post-workout meal will be those products and then some sausage. And yeah, it's mid-morning by now, and I may not have much the rest of the day. I may have a meal replacement shake at some point if I feel hungry. But honestly, tonight is gonna be a cheat meal, probably. And cheat meals aren't really what they probably should be, because my nutrition isn't, I still don't feel like it's that terribly good right now.
End of part one. Keep the fever.
This is the Paddle Up Podcast Network. PaddleUpMedia.com.